Good morning, everyone. John Huckenberry here with Celeste Headlee. And you know, I guess if you are as big as Disney, well...
I got nothing. No, McDonald's.
Well, we believe in the value of the Marvel brand, and we intend fully to not only use the Marvel brand, but to use our distribution and our marketing platforms globally to help grow that brand.
That's Disney CEO Bob Iger announcing his company's $4 billion acquisition of Marvel, Inc. That's the comics house become laboratory of superhero drama and angst.
I mean, basically, the mouse gets the Iron Man. Pinocchio gets the Hulk. 5,000 characters now go to live in the magic kingdom of Sleeping Beauties and Snow White's. That's a serious case of multiple personalities.
I've got a problem. There are aspects of my personality that I can't control.
See a shrink.
It's a little bit more complicated than that.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man.
But will Spidey find a home in the rafters of the Seven Dwarves' cottage? Does Disney take the edge off of Iron Man?
Well, yesterday, speaking to stockholders and other investors, CEO Bob Iger couldn't have sounded happier in a creepy sort of way.
This is a great fit for us because we'd love to attract more boys, and we think clearly that Marvel's skew is more in the boys' direction, although there's a universal appeal, we think, to a lot of their characters and a lot of their stories.
That went well. What do you think the over-under on the stock drop is going to be tomorrow?
Optimistically, 40 points.
At minimum.
Whatever the Disney stock price does, you have to admit, the possibilities are endless. Mulan and Daredevil.
You've got Captain America and Nemo.
Minnie Mouse and the Hulk.
That's weird.
The mind goes wild.
Uncle Scar, when I'm king... what'll that make you?
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Come on, little fella. Come on.
Dory, I'm a little fella. I don't think that's a little fella.
Hulk! Smash!
We know who we are. Ask her who she is and what she's doing here.
Huh? Yeah. What are you and who are you doing? What are you? Who are you, my dear?
I'm Charles Xavier. Would you like some breakfast?
Yes. My breakfast. You may serve.
So we welcome now Mary Elizabeth Wilkinson.
I'm daydreaming in that montage of Disney and Marvel. There.
I imagine a lot of people are. Yes. Mary Elizabeth Williams is the culture critic for Salon.com. Mary, what does all this mean?
Good morning. I love that mashup. And like Disney, I too would like to attract more boys. I guess I just need $4 billion to do it.
$4 billion.
That's pretty attractive, right? Yeah, who knew there was $4 billion to be thrown around in this country at
this
time? Did
Marvel see this coming?
Well, that's kind of, I mean, we didn't. That was the big surprise yesterday. But, you know, this is their first year in a few that they haven't had a big blockbuster. They released their quarterlies earlier in August, and their net profits were down. But
wow.
that's to be expected because they didn't have an Iron Man this year. They didn't have a Spider-Man this year. But, you know, $4 billion, it sounds like a lot of money when you say it off the top of your head. But, you know, 3 years ago, Disney paid almost double that to get Pixar. So if we give it a little bit of historical perspective, it's actually kind of a bargain basement price.
And what they get is amazing. I mean, listen to these characters. Ajax, Ajaxis, Albion, All America, Alpha Flight, American Eagle.
Wait, there's 5,000, John.
5,000.
We could be here all day.
Like 7 Captain Americas.
There's 7. They get 5,000 characters. They get the whole
5,000 brands.
They get 5,000 brands. And as we heard Robert Iger saying, they are much more boy friendly. And when we think of Disney, particularly in the last generation or so, what do we think of? We think of princess
Ariel.
And well, this is going to change that.
But they've bought a lot of animated characters. I mean, I was surprised to learn about a decade ago that Disney bought Winnie the Pooh.
Very different. Yep. And they don't have Christopher Robin anymore. Christopher Robin is a girl under the Disney umbrella, which is not an accident.
So
but people who are concerned about what's going to happen to these edgy characters, is Spider-Man going to lose his dark side?
That's
you know, we
right.
need to, if we keep it in any kind of perspective, remember, Disney ran Miramax. For 13 years. Disney ran Dimension Films.
Touchstone.
Right. They still have Touchstone. So when we think about, is this a studio that is willing to put a pickaxe in a teenage girl's throat? The answer is yes, they are, if that's what it takes.
But it's also about global branding in the sense that these characters are not tied to the English language. They can move into any market in any language.
Absolutely. When I worked for Sony Pictures, I still remember that was what they said. It's like, get the movies that translate. Get the get your action heroes. And that's what's going to happen. We're not going to really see this happening, though, for a couple of years. Paramount still owns Iron Man. They own the next two Iron Man movies. Sony owns some of the of these brands. So it's going to take a couple of years before we really see the rollout. But yes, they've now been assimilated into the Disney Borg, and we're going to start seeing those figures
Disney Borg.
As a theme park.
Can't
and
Disney
on lunchboxes.
Make it very difficult for Paramount to finish these films?
Well, they have said that they are going to honor it in a gentleman's way. But, we'll see what happens after the next movie. And who's got more money than Disney? Apparently the answer is no, not America, not anybody else.
Dr. Druid film.
Exactly.
Digitech.
You want to know where the money is? It's in comic book characters. That's the global economy now is comic book characters.
Okay, Mary Elizabeth Williams, thanks for coming. She's the culture critic for
Huge Business Story.
For Salon.com. Now let's take a check on today's top news stories.